With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Julie Walker reports a judge has put some limits on ICE agents when confronted by peaceful protesters in Minneapolis.
A U.S. district judge has ruled federal officers in a Minneapolis area immigration operation cannot detain or tear gas peaceful protesters who are not obstructing authorities, including when these people are observing the agents. U.S. District Judge Kate Menendez ruling Friday in a case filed in December on behalf of six Minnesota activists. I'm Julie Walker.
GOP strategist Aaron McGuire says it is a tragedy that Renee Good was shot and killed by an ICE agent when she tried to drive off in a car and put one of the officers' lives in danger. She does condemn using the incident to incite anger.
They are making her a martyr. You know, she is now the Minnesota woman to the Maryland man. And you will continue to see Democrats make her an idol, a godlike figure for their movement, and the star of their show in this anti-ICE rhetoric that is heating up and is causing violent attacks, threats against our law enforcement.
Middle East expert Dr. Michael Oren, skeptical that the demonstrators can change a government in Iran.
Talking about an army of almost 500,000 soldiers, a guard, an Islamic Republican guard.
President Trump has announced the framework of his new health care proposal.
The president wants Congress to take up the proposal after lawmakers let tax credits expire. However, the White House provided few details. Under the plan, the government would send money directly to Americans to use in health savings accounts. Critics argue the accounts wouldn't be enough to cover costs for most consumers. The president's plan also focuses on lowering drug prices and requiring insurers to be more transparent. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And the president believes that the GOP can win the midterm elections based on health care. This is SRN News. International Planned Parenthood is feeling the pinch.
Now that President Trump has cut $87 million in U.S. funding to the giant abortion business, it has begun to cut staff. IPPF reports nearly 1,000 staffers around the world have been laid off, and nearly 1,400 facilities of various sizes have shut their doors. The cuts have had a major impact in the U.S., with Planned Parenthood closing scores of abortion clinics or putting aside plans to open new ones. Michael Harrington reporting.
According to Voice of the Martyrs, the persecution of Christians is no longer confined to traditionally high-risk regions of the world. VOM's annual report doubles the number of Latin American countries on the watch list by adding Honduras and Nicaragua. Venezuela and areas of Mexico were included in the 2025 edition. Spokesman Todd Nettleton says Latin American believers are increasingly facing persecution by corrupt governments. This is SRN News. Stocks edge a little lower to end the week on Wall Street.
As the first week of corporate earnings season closes out, the S&P 500 slipped 0.1% Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 83 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.1%. Gains for several big tech companies helped offset losses elsewhere in the market. Chip company Micron Technology rose almost 8%. Several regional banks reported their latest results. Pittsburgh's PNC Financial jumped 3.8% after beating Wall Street's fourth quarter targets. Seth Sutel, New York.
Breaking with the U.S., Canada has reached a tariff reduction deal with China. During a visit to Beijing, Canadian Prime Minister Carney announced that his country has agreed to cut its 100% tariff on Chinese electric cars. That's in return for lower tariffs on Canadian farm products in China. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.